The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDVD.
96.3 WDVD. Therapy Thursday. Dr. Steve's going to jump in here with us for just a second on this topic. We're talking about the cop who pulled over the woman in Indiana and accused her of using meth based on the way her teeth looked.
When did you start smoking meth?
I've never smoked meth in my life.
Okay. What happened to your teeth?
She goes on to tell him how calcium was depleted from her body during pregnancies and that she's never gotten around to fixing her teeth. She doesn't want him to lose his job. She just wants an apology. Now, the Indiana State Police said they talked to the officer. They believe that this case is closed. So what do you think? How should it have been handled? Jessica, what do you think?
He could have had a little more tact, possibly, and a little more empathy, but until you guys have ridden a shift in his patrol car, I don't know where you think, you know, more than he does as far as how to handle a stop. Maybe he works in a high meth area, and he's used to
people. Yeah, that's possible.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's possible, Jessica. But we're just talking from a standpoint of one human being to another human being. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And I totally agree with that. There's you can say things. You can say nasty things in a really nice way and have it come across very professional. So maybe he needs, a class in empathy or in tact. But as far as observations and making judgments on that, observations is huge in law enforcement.
Right.
You make a stop based on the observations. You pick up clues about drug use or alcohol use based on observations.
Jessica, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, take care. Appreciate it. David.
Yes, sir.
David, it says here that you're a retired law enforcement officer.
That's correct.
What do you think of how the trooper handled this woman?
I think it's absolutely terrible. I think it shows his immaturity and insensitivity without question. And I think that if there was any sort of training, they should have said that besides the teeth, you look for other signs.
Right.
Such as paraphernalia in the car.
Right.
You know, yes?
No, I totally. I mean, you're a police officer, you know, but I agree with you. I just think there were other ways to maybe figure out the situation without attacking her looks.
Oh, without a doubt.
David, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Okay, Dr. Steve's with us right now. Let's grab another call. Hey, Deborah?
Yes.
Deborah, what do you think about how they handled this?
I don't necessarily think it was handled wrong. I work in the substance abuse field, and meth mouse is well known. He probably automatically reacted to what he saw. I don't think he really handled it badly, but it's so typical that I don't think it was probably a judgment that he could have done any differently.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Dr. Steve.
See the problem is there's certain, you know, we call things false positives, meaning you can train someone to look for certain things, which is what you hear in the tape. He recognizes something that could suggest something.
Right.
But there's so many, like we said, false positives. You can't be 100% sure like he was. He treated her like he absolutely knew based on one criteria that he knew every, you know, he sees A and he thinks he knows the alphabet.
Right.
And you can't treat people like that, and you can't train them to think that when they see one thing, they know everything. It's one of my little pet peeves as a psychologist because, you know, everybody goes online and they pick up one trait. Oh, I saw you. Mm-hmm. You weren't paying attention over there. You have ADD.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a whole lot of nuance to diagnosing or profiling, if you want. There's so much that's involved with it. And it's irresponsible of this police officer to do it that way. And it's irresponsible for that the state, however they responded, to act like...
To dismiss it like they did.
To dismiss it because they need to recognize that.
Okay, I want you to hold that thought for a second.
Case,
coming up next,
in some cases,
police officers will have to go through some sort of psychological evaluation. My first question for you, Dr. Steve, is if you were one of their, you know, psychologists, do you think that he would need some sort of sensitivity training or some sort of evaluation?
I don't know what you call an evaluation, but certainly some sense, whatever we call sensitivity training for sure.
Okay. So then let's say you're the psychologist that they assigned to this officer. How do you go about, you know, giving him the training.
Do I send him to the Blaine Fowler School of Sensitivity? I don't think so.
Dude, I'm very sensitive.
Just kidding.
Well, see, I got sensitive right there.
There you go.
And right. Defensive.
Yes, well, very defensive, always.
Well, you have to teach this guy, you know, part of sensitivity training is what I said before, that when you see A, you don't know the whole alphabet. But it's also recognizing that he has a duty to protect the public, but you also have a duty to respect the public.
Mm.
Because you have got to take care of her feelings. And he just kind of threw that aside. It's as if he figured out something and then he went down this path.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the sensitivity is recognizing that you're often wrong and you have to allow yourself to be wrong. You have to accept that maybe you don't know everything.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
ask questions, respect the public, be kind to her. Even if he was correct, there's no need to be rude to her.
Yeah, I think that's why we all reacted the way we
right.
did,
yeah.
because his tone is very,
mm-hmm.
it's right. personal.
It's personal. Right. And you can even hear him start to backtrack a little bit once she does start to get emotional,
mm-hmm.
which has me thinking, again, I'm not a police officer, that maybe he was jumping to conclusions a little bit, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, he
yeah.
doesn't, if she starts to cry and he really thinks this woman is on meth,
he's not gonna
he'd
care.
Be like, can you get out of the car? I need to search your car. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, once she starts to cry, he realizes maybe I've gone a little bit too far. He starts to backtrack a little bit.
And that's part of effective, if we'll call it sensitivity training, is it's the several-step process. So step one, you might recognize something and you're going to address it. But then what are you going to do afterwards when all the myriad of possibilities occur? They might say, yes, you got me. They might get angry. What are step two, three, four, how you're going to handle it?
Right.
And he failed everything after it. And
yeah.
so you have to train people how to recognize it, how to respect people, and then how to handle everything that's going to occur down the road. If you realize you've gotten into the swamp without a map and you're in the,
yeah.
how are you going to get out?
Yeah.
And he didn't know how to get out. He didn't know how to change course. He didn't know how to apologize. He didn't know how to do anything down the path.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're calling it sensitivity training. I don't know if that's the right phrase, but it's basically how you're going to handle the whole spectrum of the conversation, not just recognize something and go for it.
Right.
And that's where you get out of line and that's where you hurt people.
Check them out online, drstephencraig.com, Therapy Thursday, 96.3.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDVD.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDVD.